dropping the lineup on C1 Radio. So I was like, oh, I guess
we are.
I guess we are. Okay.
Stay tuned till 8:59. We'll be dropping it.
Yeah, we'll probably be dropping it closer to the end of the episode, man. You got to listen the whole way through.
You got to listen the whole way through. How's it going, guys? It's been a while.
It has been a while. How long has it been? Like 2 weeks.
A couple weeks. Cal Capone here. Yo, Cal, man. You had 2 weeks to store up some music. I know you got your special website. There must be something there. I know a lot of things are coming out at 9 o'clock tonight. You probably have some of it.
What's dropping today? What new music?
We got Skies. We got Two Chainz.
Lil Skies is coming out with a brand new project.
With the project.
That's crazy.
It's been a while.
Who else? It can't just be Lil Skies and Two Chainz.
Okay, wait. Let me just check. I got the notes right here, okay? On the Samsung Galaxy S Note 9 with the pen, all right? We got Rich the Kid. I think he's coming out with a single. We got Two Chainz with his album, I guess, Rap or Go to the League. Lil Skies, Ace Hood. That's on this list that I copy and pasted. Oh, Solange. That's another
Solange.
One. So shout
out Solange.
A lot of people are waiting for that one too.
Solange will not be on Breakup.
She won't. Oh man, stop listening. You won't get Solange. Oh man, I can't believe like the third Breakout. Well, I know there's been many before, but the third Breakout Festival is already here.
Yeah, that's crazy. What, three in a year?
Three in a year.
Triple threat.
Not a big deal. No problem.
No big deal.
Exactly. And it's already been, 9 months, 10 months since the first one? Time just flies by. It's already March.
How long has it been? What? It's not what? March, bruv.
March, yo.
That's a mad thing.
We'll get into that more later.
Yeah, why rent be the same on this month?
I know. Tell me about it. I got to pay rent tomorrow. God. Oh, man.
Okay, there we go. We're getting the sound working here.
Hey.
We're getting the sound working. Dropping some bombs for y'all. C1 Radio.
Let's
boom. There we go. We in it now. We in it now, guys.
Oh.
I'm scrambling behind the scenes here. Anyways, yeah, we got a lot of new music drop. I do got some unreleased Party Next Door. So, you know, Cal Capone pulling out always something new for you guys.
Cal Capone.
A lot of new music in between. We weren't here last week.
Yeah, a lot of new music. Holy.
Yeah, and then we got that Two Chainz thing dropping tonight. We already ran through it. So let's just get into the music here. It's 7:35. We was playing this one on the way here. Let us know what's your favorite track off the new Gunna tape. We kind of concluded is this one. Speed it up. Slow it down. Do what you do. C1 Radio, Vancouver Stand Up.
That crescendo.
Speed it up. Speed it up. Eat it up. Eat it up. Eat it up. Speed it up. Speed it up.
My eyes.
beat it up.
Yo, 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 that was Gunna, Speed It Up, off of Drip or Drown 2, C1 Radio, 101.9, CITR.ca, Johnny Black, Cal Capone, and myself, Kyle Bowen. Yeah, we talked about it on the ride over here. That's our favorite track off the project. I think it was a single, well, one of the singles.
I was low-key just disappointed in the project. I just want to say that right off the bat.
That's what I want to talk about.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying this one was my favorite, because low-key, it's not typically my favorite choice. Like, you choose something more of a banger, you'd assume, right? I mean, it's a banger, but not in that that tempo wise. It's very effortless. You know, with that swag, but I don't know, man. They did a lot of promotion for it. They were kind of hyping it up, like,
yeah,
it's be
more
this
than
thing, you
they
know?
Usually do.
So you think he's falling off a little bit, or what?
That's what I want to ask. I don't think it's too early to say, oh, he's falling off.
You of know, course,
he's given
of course.
A lot,
but
he's
you know what
a
I mean.
Lot of
I
music,
like the project.
A lot of us.
I like the project. Think quality. About how long is the project?
Bro,
how
many? I just thought the production on it was.
The project is what? How many songs? Whoa. We got quite a bit easy. Over here. What, like 14, 15 songs on here?
I'd probably say I like 4 or 5 tracks, which
that's
is
good.
About,
that's
thought,
not
that's
bad.
Good for
that's
a project nowadays, man.
That's not bad. I know some people
I don't
are saying
liking all tracks on a project. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's just hard to do nowadays.
But the thing is, we've analyzed a lot of albums on here, like not very critically, but I will say that a note that I've come across after you know doing this for a couple months, even a year, I guess now, it grows on you later on.
Yeah, later on.
It grows on you later on because I remember saying the same thing about Culture 2. I was kind of like, whoa, this is a lot to take in right now. Blah, blah, blah. I don't know if I really like this. I like more than half the tracks on Culture 2.
There
that
you
was
go.
A big out, you know? So maybe this will change my mind a little bit. I don't know. But I will say my honest first reaction opinion. I don't really, you know, not really liking it. And to be honest, I like Gunna, but he never, I don't know, he never really, like, wowed me. But I got a different taste in music than, like, Johnny, per se, because, I mean, I like ASAP Rocky. I know he didn't really, you're not messing with him as much. You know, it's just there's so many
different
lingos in the hip-hop world here. So everyone's got their own little thing. Yeah. I can respect that. I don't know. This.
I don't know why. I never got the ASAP Rocky wave, like.
Not even.
It just
off
didn't
of
hit.
Live, love, ASAP. The first tape.
Nah, it just didn't hit me. Like, I don't even
it happens,
know why.
It
that's
like,
okay.
Yeah,
like, coming
yeah.
From
it just
the
missed
line,
me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
I don't
just,
know. Like,
I get it though. I get it. I don't know.
I don't know. Because ASAP Rocky got stands. Like he got.
Oh, stands. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yo, like he got crazy fans.
But yeah, a lot of it.
I don't see it.
There is a large group of his stands that are disappointed in like how he's rolled out his music now because. I don't think they get the fact completely that ASAP is kind of like I wouldn't say ahead of the game, but I don't see ASAP as a creator making the same stuff. Like he's always trying to like innovate and change the sound.
Yeah,
down.
No,
but,
see,
so I guess
I
that
get
people
that.
Get mad.
I get that. I like him. I like him because of that, and I like he's like creative and stuff. But for me, I don't think he's got bars. Like I can't remember Ace. I've listened to his music, but I can't remember ASAP Rocky verse. I can't, you know
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I know what
where
you're
like,
saying.
Yo,
yeah,
he said,
yeah, yeah.
What ASAP Rocky said?
Yeah.
And then even
different
then,
flow.
Like, and then
jiggy,
some of the
he got
beats,
the jiggy flow.
Then some of the beats for me aren't even beats where I'm like, yo, this song's a banger.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So
yeah.
For me, just nothing hit. Like,
I totally understand.
Is this an ASAP Rocky beat you about to?
No.
It sounds like an ASAP Rocky beat. He's about to
just bringing it in slowly here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm curious to see how like ASAP comes back from testing, and you know, he's had like during his media run post album, like he's been complaining quite a bit. Like he's
that big, people slept on him.
Yeah, that people are sleeping on him. That he's not getting enough credit. To tie that back into someone like Gunna. Yeah, Gunna ended 2018 so strong, like so strong. Mm-hmm. He was on everyone's radar. Do you feel like an album like this where we didn't... Were we expecting more? Was it fair to say that we were expecting more from Gunna?
I don't know.
And should we expect more?
I let Johnny answer this one, man. Like I said, I'm not really a fan of Gunna. Like, I'll say that, man.
I'm a Gunna fan.
Yeah, Lil Baby,
too,
honestly.
And I've been
a
Gunna fan
since
before he blew up.
Not really.
I've been a Drip Season 1 Gunna fan, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He got bangers. He's just
he
not
bangers,
my top
fam.
5 or
yeah,
top
yeah,
10
yeah,
or even
bangers,
top
bangers.
10.
He does,
you know?
He does.
He got bangers. But I don't know what it is, man. You know what we need? We need another Gunna Lil Baby tape. That's what we need.
You know what I was thinking?
They don't. I hope they don't wait too long for that. I hope they don't wait too. You know, some people wait too long. Like, we ain't going to get a Watch the Throne 2 for another few years. Like, Gunna Lil Baby need to do it now while it's hot. Like, still, bro. Like how Young Thug and Rich Homie Quan just went off.
Oh, they went
off
like during that
project
time.
After project. true. Like, yo, like that's what they need to do now. They're basically the new Young Thug and Rich Homie Quan.
No, fair enough. I mean, nowadays where albums come out so often and like so many albums, like we took a 2-week break and what has came out? Offset's album, Gunna's album, Night Lavelle. There's just a lot of music to listen to. Yeah. Yo, yeah. If you want some new music to listen to, go listen to Night Lavelle's latest project. Just listen to all of Night Lavelle's music. It's something different. It's really dark. You might like it. Gunna, if he disappointed you on this album, I've heard a couple people say that it sounds like one track, the whole album.
Who's Gunna's?
Yeah.
Who said that?
The Everyday Struggle Crew.
Bro, just it sounds like one album. The production. One song. No, that's the production to blame.
Who was that? Academics?
One of them, like academics.
Academics don't know what he's talking about.
Who?
I don't know. Hey. He doesn't. No, when it comes to the music stuff, like musically, he always like tries to seem like he does, but he doesn't, man.
Yeah, I mean, he
contradicts himself, like in like two sentences, he'll say the opposite things. You're like, bro, you didn't just say that.
Yeah, if you talk about music 5 days a week, you're gonna find yourself contradicting yourself quite a bit.
That's what I mean. Sometimes I low key feel like a little bit of a little goofball on here, because I know I'll catch myself saying things that I'm kind of like, well, because it's like music is hard to,
yeah, it's very hard,
you know, put into words and I don't know, it's a feeling, right? And that's what I love so much about it.
And like you said, like there's so many times.
I like speaking from a feeling perspective,
Of course, and that's why we're on C1 Radio.
Yeah, rather than CITR.ca. A verbal opinion.
Come
on it.
But
anyways, clearing it up. Sorry. Continue what you're saying.
Like. No, just like you said, like, you talk about how you feel, but, you know, you just said it right there. You listen to Culture 2 and you like it. Who cares? Like, we can contradict ourselves. We're
exactly.
talking, who cares?
Yeah,
it happens.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, cool.
So if we go back to the Gunna tape and actually enjoy it when we have time to enjoy it.
I guess I'm just saying I'm aware of it, you know?
Yeah, aware of it. Maybe we'll play some more Gunna tonight. Who knows? But... hey, listen to it. Let us know what you think. You know, C1 Radio, follow it on Instagram. We're always asking questions.
Hit us up on IG, man. Hit us with some requests. Let's get back into some new music.
Should I drop this unreleased party or what?
Oh, do it.
Just do that, man.
Just do it.
Shh. C1 Radio. That crescendo, that crescendo. One scene in my heart, girl, nothing matter. One sweet night and you're singing like an opera. Yeah, you want for each and swing pound the cocky. Say the best of what you do, you have me leaking like a taffy, yeah. You're too worried about if I'm gonna make you mine. Baby, need whatever behind you have behind you. Just know I'm beside you, yeah. I got time to tell you that you need to, yeah. Take time, I realize that I'm young and you're young, baby. Have fun, baby. Oh, yeah, take time, I realize that you're young and I'm young. Let's have fun, baby.
Change me, you change me. Now I'm someone that I can't be. Now my posse with me running 10 deep. Coming for it, then they never gave me. Change me, you change me. someone that I can't be. Now my posse with me running 20. Come and fight, then they never gave me.
Yeah. You pour me that drink, you hit till it's pink. Depend how you acting, babe. A bitch might throw that. Oh yeah, you pour me that drink, yeah. You hit till it's pink, yeah. Depend how you acting. A bitch might throw that. Oh yeah.
When I'm on what kind of move, I don't know what I'ma do. Switching my don'ts into do's. Hooking got me out the loop. Hey, baby, hope you accurate tonight. Cause you just might just get this thing tonight. If I put up on you, baby, you see, yeah, yeah. If I roll it and I pass it, would you smoke it, babe? Am I sipping, sipping, sipping? I'm like, yeah, yeah. If nobody in here tripping, it's okay, okay. Late night, spending all my seeds in the daytime. I just wanna live for the daylight. Let me know the baby what it tastes like. He like, bacon cakes in it. I'm like, I'm still in shape with it, oh. You will be missing. You know, you know, you know, you know what you got. You a baller, I've been balling, don't be playing. Just in case you almost forgot. You pour me that drink, you hit till it's pink. Depend how you acting, babe. A bitch might throw that. Oh, yeah, you pour me that drink, yeah. You hit till it's pink, yeah. Depend how you acting. A bitch might throw that. Oh, yeah. You pour me that drink. A bitch might throw that. Oh yeah, pour me that drink. You hit till it's pain. If you acting wrong, a bitch might throw that. Oh yo. Yeah, 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 yeah. Rolling with the president. Never say I represent. Never say I represent. Put up with you and I'm down for you. I am Hillary Clinton and I'm Monica too. I feel like I'm in my bag. Brought my sister and my crew. We just pulled up in that ghost. In case you almost forgot. You pour me that drink. You hit till it's pain. And if you act right, a bitch might throw that. Oh yeah, pour me that drink. You hit till it's pain. If you act right, a bitch might throw that. Oh yeah.
That crescendo.
Let me refresh your memory. Russians. That's right. Russians. Ruskies. Communists. Communists. Oh, now you remember.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Rocket from Russia is aired on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, or CITR.ca, anywhere where internet is paid for.
What's up, it's your boy Ty Dolla $ign, Crescendo One Radio, your little bitty
bitch.
That gravity, gravity, that crescendo.
Hey, C1 Radio, we back in it here. Had to drop them Party Next Door exclusive for you. That first one, man, I had to cut it out quick into Manila Gray. They didn't even have the second verse. No one recorded on it.
I don't know how you get
this. I don't know.
Things.
I know. I got it before the record label.
Cal Capone.
What's good?
Like, you just on a roll, good. Bro.
What do we have? Okay, Manila Gray after that, of course, Changed Me, Man. They had them little three-track EP before the end of the year, 2018. Shout out Manila Gray, Vancouver, Stand Up. And then I had to do another Party Next Door track for you guys just to show you, you know? It ain't... I'm intercepting these emails, guys. Come on, you need to put your firewalls up or something. I'm getting these tracks early.
You are, man. You're just doing work, man. Cal Capone 2019, CITR.ca. That's where you can listen to us at 101.9. Also, if you're in your car, C1 Radio, Johnny Black, Cal Capone, and myself. You touched on Vancouver a bit, giving a shout out to Manila Gray. A lot of new music has come out over the last week, I feel like. Yeah, I know Illy and Ankle God released something on SoundCloud.
Yo, low key, high key, I'm totally off that now. I don't even check nothing that goes on there anymore.
I get
like I gotta go out of my way for it, you know what I mean? Like I don't have my account logged in when I go, you know, I'm straight on there. Just like if I see the link, then okay, maybe I'll check that out. But
yeah, because as consumers, we're so lazy, you know, like one button just for our music. Well, like, we'll click Spotify.
It's also officially kind of, I think artists are treating SoundCloud like that, where it's like, oh, we gonna throw this one away.
Yeah,
like,
we're
gonna throw it for them on this one, you know, without going through all the publishing and stuff, right? It's just kind of like we gonna throw it for the people, right?
Yeah, and I think I saw this tweet regarding how artists like to release songs on SoundCloud because, I don't know, something about it being less serious and, I don't know, something. I'm not an artist, so people are still using SoundCloud. You can find some new Alien Ankle God on there. I think I saw AC, G. Kane in the same studio together.
Mm-hmm. Chalet's in there too.
So they were with Q. Shout out to Jamie Q. We got some new Sharuk too with 20 Freestyle produced by Coltar Got Bounce. And we also got some new Side last week with Sideways. Mm-hmm. So yeah, go listen to that.
Shout out Side, man.
It's great, good. You know, it's nice to get some music from some of the artists in the city, you know, because, you know, it's just nice.
It's good, instead man. They're making noise over there. It's like Jamie Hughes is holding it down for a lot of people right now. It's good, man. He's making high quality. Nice high quality for everyone. You know, crisping them headphones. Let's sound good. Get those snare drums. Yeah, exactly.
The Sonics.
Get those snare drums breaking your neck, you know. Get the bass drum right in the heart, right in the chest, you know?
100%.
I just sent to Chalet some stems that we recorded. I recorded him back at the Gastown studio in 2017. He's with Jamie Q's tonight getting it mixed. I thought, wow, bro, really taking something from that far back? But yeah, he's bringing
happens.
It way back.
It
bro.
Happens.
No, it's good. I like to see stuff like that, you know, like the old songs. Sometimes they get buried and lost.
Lost.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And it's like, damn, like, no, I'm glad he hit me up for that. I sent that to him just before he went to the studio there, so I feel good about that. And I hope to hear. Yeah, I want to hear that good. That good, man.
We are. Yeah, exactly.
He's coming up next too, man.
We just want to hear the good, okay? With these Vancouver artists, so we can cover up all the bozos out there making music. Yo, what did you like from Sideways or any of the new music? Like, what stood out? Curious, because we did get a lot of music over the last week.
Yeah, I listened to Side like on repeat, like when it came out, because I know all those albums came like the same night, like the Offset and era, you know, all that. So I gave Side like all of Friday, or sorry, was it Saturday, excuse me, because it dropped at midnight. Yeah, so Saturday. Good man. Like I had a brief encounter with him at the Winter Breakout, and I'm gonna say it to him when I meet him again, just so I make, because I know it was a very loud scenario. Yeah. You know, I remember Playboi Carti was coming on, everyone's eardrums bleeding. that shit was loud.
It was.
But I was just saying, yo, respect to you and your engineer. Like you and Jamie, you know, Jamie Q's definitely had that sit down conversation. I can tell, you know, that.
They're
creating that chemistry
something.
Of that new sound, because it's a name change and everything. I was just like dapping him up, like, bro, like, you know, out of all the, I'm not too familiar with too many alias changes of Vancouver artists, but that was one of the more recent ones, you know. And I said, bro, you nailed it. Like,
hey,
I don't even really associate Seth K with Side at all, to be honest.
Yo, and there's a chance that we may be able to talk about this with Side. He may be coming in next week.
Yeah.
We're trying to get it to happen, so hopefully we can have that conversation
mm-hmm,
with
mm-hmm,
Side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of good music. Over the last couple months, some good songs have been out. I'm still messing with Archive by Illy and Coltar Got Bounce too. Like, I'm just messing with that. I don't think a lot of songs can knock that off my top list right now when it comes to songs that came out in Vancouver over the last couple months. But, yo, it's good. Songs are coming out. I like it. Yo, Johnny, you listen to Sideways? You listen to anything that came out? Anything?
I listen to everything, man.
Oh, man.
Wait, what was the question? What have I been listening to?
Yeah, no, like, what stands out? Like, name a song that stands out that's come out in the city over the last couple weeks and whatnot.
Oh, the sidetrack with Tashale and Illy.
Oh, numb.
Yeah.
Bruh.
Yeah, but I've been hearing that.
Yeah, and I've had it for a while.
I've had that one too in Zone, and obviously I'm not going to disclose anything what it was and what it is now, but it's really neat to hear tracks develop, even from a couple months ago, and being some of the few people who can kind of, not that I was part of the process, but I was definitely in, some type with the Chalet and Alien, so I heard it, they had it in, so, oh yeah, Side sent this out, and then I hear the final project, or the final, masters and everything. And I was just satisfied with everything that I heard from that man.
That was originally going to be a remix.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
And it turned out well. So we might play some Side tonight if you like the music that Cal is playing. C1 Radio playlist on Spotify.
Oh, we're going to get right into it. No worries, so play some more music. I'm going to throw Archive because you just shouted that out. So Illuminati up next. We're going to throw some Side in the mix. And then I'll surprise you at the end. C1 Radio, just about 8 p.m. now. Hit us up, man. Hit us up.
Straight
Let's
up.
Get this.
C1 Radio on Instagram. Let's go.
Illuminati, Archive, C1 Radio.
Content warning! This radio show has naughty words!
Yo, what up? It's your boy Illuminati. Right now you're listening to Crescendo One Radio.
That crescendo. That crescendo.
Walk out the crib like, oh my. Number the king, you heard it right. The things I just fake out of 45. You don't want me, this shit come alive. Swim with the sharks, made it out alive. Get rid of the pack, made it arrive. I some arrest at the archive. I don't need none of your advice. I mean what I say, can I apologize? She won't fuck on me and that's on sight. She looking at you with a poor guy. Should have been trying, I'm a tour guide. Man, come get your girl, she ain't one of mine. And I'm in my way, cross the finish line. This a jungle man, gotta survive. These bitches, they searching for lovey-dovey. I need shorty just to suck me, fuck me. Hit the casino, I'm feeling lucky. Call me big dog and you just a puppy. Diamonds on me, water like the sunny. Shout out my slime, but my nose ain't runny. High as your girl, she love everybody.
Gravity,
ain't running track, running to crescendo. The money. I jump in the whip and I push a button. When I fly to the States, I just stop at customs. When I jump on the stage, I turn up the function. Yeah, they know me out here, cause I've been the problem. When I fly overseas, I had to get the visa. I still walk around town in a white beater. And I'm still kicking shit like I'm nice and FIFA. And she all on my dish, she got jungle fever. Hit it out of the park like I'm Derek Jeter. Moonwalking that pussy, my Jackson beat it. Baby, bend that shit over, no orthopedic. Bitch, I dripping new clothes, the latest season. I came in with two hoes, they bought the billing. Sit the double cup up and it got me leaning. I just counted the dust that get to the ceiling. Man, I swear I'm too dope, what a crazy feeling. These bitches, they searching for lovey-dovey. I need shorty just to suck me, fuck me. Hit the casino, I'm feeling lucky. Call me big dog and you just a puppy. Diamonds on me, water like the sunny. Shout out my slime, but my nose ain't runny. How that's your girl, she love everybody. Ain't running track, running to the money. Everything I had, walk out the crib like, who am I? Number the king, you heard it right. The things I just fake out of 45. You don't want me, this shit come alive. Swim with the sharks, made it out alive. Get rid of the pack, made it arrive. I some arrest at the archive. I don't need none of your advice. I mean what I say, can I apologize? She won't fuck on me and that's on sight. She looking at you with a poor guy. Should have been trying, I'm a tour guide. Man, come get your girl, she ain't one of mine. And I'm in my way, cross the finish line. This a jungle man, gotta survive.
Niggas are coming right off. Check it, I pull off the lot. My niggas tap off a lot. Big body whip on my lot. Big body whip on my lot. I put a whip on my neck. I put a whip on my necklace. I drop the top and niggas are coming right off. Check it, I pull off the lot. My niggas cap off a lot. Big body whip on my lot. Big body whip on my lot.
I was just broke out of flex. Fuck it, I fuck up a check, yeah. Whipping the vet, she pulling up, getting dressed. Nigga, I graduated from the streets, but I wasn't passing my test. I've been working out a stack of a bag, and then I go spending the rest. From the block, but I ain't no dummy. A bitch is a hoe, she ain't shit for me. Was broke as a joke, had to get some money. Was broke as a joke, but ain't shit funny. So I got a splash, I was doing a dash up in a two-seater. I was on my last, now they want me for cash, I cannot believe her. Hook bait, diamonds do the money dance now. Louis bag with the bands out, I'ma run it up till I can't count. Before I had money, I stand out. They was down, but I am the man now. Keep my niggas around us, a man down. Wow.
I put a whip on, I put a whip on mine.
I drop the top, niggas are coming right off. Check it, I pull up the lock. My niggas cap off a lock. Big body whip on my lock. Big body whip on my lock.
I put a whip on my neck. I put a whip on my necklace. I drop the top, and niggas are coming right off. Check it, I pull off the lot. My niggas clap off a lot. Big body whip on my lot. Big body whip on my lot. I put a whip on my neck. I put a whip on my necklace. I drop the top and niggas are coming right off. Check it, I pull off the lot. My niggas clap off a lot. Big body whip on my lot. Big body whip on my lot. Don't know how you doing, what you doing, but it's working. Yeah. I like it
it's all about you, but you earned it. And the way you turn yourself on when you working, that shit perfect when you working.
Hello, 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 hey, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hey, hello, 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 hey, hello, hello.
What's good? It's your boy YB and I'm here and tune in to C1 Radio. Let's get it.
And we back, C1 Radio, Cal Capone, Johnny Black, and myself. Like I said, Cal Capone always does it with the music. Get the playlist, C1 Radio playlist on Spotify. If you've missed episodes and you want to listen to some of the mixes Cal has up on their CITR.ca archives, listen to the episodes. Yo, 2 Chainz coming out with an album tonight that's actually A&R'd by LeBron James. Kind of cool.
What's that even mean, though?
I don't know. Johnny Black knows what this is about. Okay, you know what it's about.
A couple more retweets. I saw a video of like him in the studio or whatever. I don't know, man.
I got a quote here. You want to hear it?
Is this from LeBron James? A&R?
Wait. It's from LeBron James. It's from him, okay?
Let's hear what you say.
Okay.
Not trying to see LeBron in the studio, bro.
For real,
really,
man.
That's not where he belongs.
Hey, who... Didn't LeBron James drop a track?
No, please. No,
Allen Iverson.
Damian Lillard. Oh, Lillard. Even Victor Oladipo dropped a track, too.
Last year, LeBron James dropped a track.
No, man. Come on. Okay, so this
we're
is...
We're going to Google it on the break. I swear he dropped
this
a track.
This is LeBron James' quote. Had the pleasure of working on my first music project from start to finish with my guy 2 Chainz, rapper Go to the League, coming to y'all March 1st. Can't wait for y'all to hear the continued evolution of his profound skills from his mind to the booth to the records itself. Proud of you, homie. So yeah, LeBron James, the A&R for 2 Chainz new album. I think Kendrick Lamar's on this album. A couple more features. These guys are shaking their head. Yo, it's LeBron James. Come on. He's gonna do it.
So you telling me LeBron James put this project together? LeBron James and Kevin Durant dropped a song last year. Was it last year?
Oh my god.
Oh man.
Oh my god.
What's it called? Flake?
It ain't easy.
Oh.
Snake. Snake. Flake and Snake.
Flake and Snake? Oh man.
Oh buddy.
Oh man.
No one trying to hear that, man.
Okay, I don't know. Maybe
we ain't playing no LeBron James.
Maybe LeBron had 50 of 2 Chainz' latest tracks. And he just had them for over, like, you know, a couple months. And he just was like, yo, these are the 14 and 15. Maybe that's what he did. I don't know. Okay, if you could choose one athlete or celeb to A&R your project, let's say you made music, like, who would you want to select the music on your album?
I don't know. I'm really not keeping up with any celebrities, man.
Yeah, not celebs. Okay, like any, like, I don't know, some
public
figure.
I don't know.
Yeah, that'd be tough. LeBron James, I don't know. Why would you, like, I don't know. If you bring LeBron James to your music team, this guy would just fire everyone. Nah, I gotta get rid of him, It wouldn't be a fun experience, you know? So, I don't know. Yeah. That'd be hard.
LeBron James didn't put that project together, bro. I'm telling you right
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
LeBron James
that's
did
why
not
still,
put that
like,
project together,
words
fam.
And
LeBron James
know,
didn't put
I
that
know.
2 Chainz project together,
yeah.
fam.
Yeah, I don't think
don't that. Bump the project and think about, oh, wow, LeBron James really put together a dope project. Like, LeBron James didn't put that project together, man.
LeBron James. Yo, 2 Chainz said that he's always thinking creatively. You know, that's why he thought about this idea.
Of what idea?
Like, to bring LeBron. Yeah, he's got to think outside the box. You know, getting LeBron James to... Look how pissed off Kyle looks. Like, Kyle's just not even having this. Like,
yeah. Next topic.
Next thing.
Yo,
man.
Shout out Side on that last track we played, though. Stay Free. It's been out for a while, that single, but... We had to run that.
What was
one
the Erykah Badu track you just played?
It's called High. That's the little intro interlude kind of thing of her. I guess it's the most recent album. I guess it's a little bit ago now, but You Can't Use My Phone is called.
Yeah.
Is
that an old track or is that something you just found? Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's
cool.
An older one. Yeah. Side's got that show tomorrow. Shout out Side. So we just he's played this track.
I think it's Saturday.
Oh, excuse me. I keep thinking today's Friday. Excuse me. Saturday at Fortune.
Yeah, so it's got that. Go support. Go show love.
Yeah, show some love, man.
Yo, somebody wanted us to talk about Soulja Boy, right? Hit our DM up. Hit C1 Radio on Instagram. DM us. We'll talk about what you want to talk about. We'll play some of the music
request
you want to
song.
Listen to. We'll do it. Soulja Boy. Okay, so T-Pain.
Soldier? Did I just hear Soulja Boy?
Oh, did I? Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy.
Soulja, there we go.
T-Pain.
No, I hear Little John. Sorry, he says Little Yachty.
Who says that?
Little Yachty. He pronounces the T's and
no,
shit.
No, you don't.
Hey, man.
Yeah. Do you say Little Wayne, though?
Little Wayne, he does.
Okay, sometimes
let
I
let me
do
tell you something about Kyle. Yo. So this guy sent me an e-transfer the other day, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
You know how... Don't you hate it when people send you an e-transfer and... You have to ask them what the answer is.
Well,
you know, they send you a question and it's like, yo, just make it simple, bro. Just do like, I don't know, C1,
five plus
radio,
five.
Whatever, yeah. Whatever. This guy does best rapper alive. Okay, hold on.
Oh,
hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. I nearly said to him, yo, keep the money.
He actually said that.
I think I did, yeah. Okay. If someone says best rapper alive, Cal, who are you saying?
Alive.
Not who do you think...
This is just in hip hop.
First thing that comes to your head. Best rapper alive.
Yo, I don't know.
Who
don't
calls
know.
Himself the
know.
Best rapper alive?
I don't know.
I'm disappointed.
It's Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
He calls himself the best rapper alive.
Oh, I thought you were asking me my opinion.
No, I'm saying not your opinion.
Because I was like, bro, I don't know.
Not your opinion.
Yeah, okay,
yeah, but tell him the answer. Tell him the answer.
Okay, my bad. I missed that.
So
okay,
it's
but
Lil
yeah, Lil Wayne.
Lil
yes,
Wayne.
Yes, yes,
you know
Lil
what I'm saying?
Lil
best
Wayne.
Rapper alive,
yes,
Lil
yes,
Wayne. Okay,
yes,
whatever.
Yes.
This nigga says Kodak Black.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
It was a test for our friendship.
Hold on, hold on.
That's Lil Wayne's son.
Not even Kodak Black, just Kodak.
Kodak, yeah.
Just Kodak.
Yeah. You know,
I'm like, bro, you know what? Keep the money, bro. I don't want this, man.
Shout out to Kodak.
Kodak Black, best rapper alive. What made you come to that conclusion?
Yeah, you've heard me many times on this radio show. And if you want to listen to what I've said about Kodak, CITR.ca, go listen to the archives. Kodak is getting a Grammy.
Kodak
is one of the best,
best rapper alive.
So,
did you know I was going to ask you who it was? Or you thought I was going to get it?
Like, you know what's because like you were playing FIFA. And I was like, yo, the password's Kodak. But I guess you didn't hear me.
No, I did. I remember that.
Hey, it is what it is. Hey, you should know me by now. Come on. You knew it was Kodak, man.
It's okay.
Anyway, so we were talking about Soulja Boy.
Yeah, Soulja Boy. Okay, so T-Pain, I think he was getting interviewed about his like latest little project he's dropping. And he said that Soulja Boy is like the best. I think he actually said that he's the best rapper alive. I think that's the quote.
Then he did say
that Soulja has to back it up with music now, with good music. He feels like, I think he was trying to like connect how music now is kind of what Soulja was already doing before. So Soulja has to back it up. And now this whole...
Wait, hold on, rewind. Kodak Black.
No, T-Pain.
T-Pain said Soulja Boy.
Rewind.
T-Pain.
He's the best rapper alive.
And then T-Pain said that he has to back it up. And, you know... Obviously, it's a troll thing. Like, Soulja's been trolling for the last couple weeks. Yo, what would you grade his troll game right now? What would you grade it? Because sometimes I'm like, yo, this is funny. Then
it's
I'm like,
good,
yo, this
Soulja
is ridiculous.
Soulja Boy does this every few years. Like, I don't know, a couple years ago, he had the Migos beef or whatever.
Oh, yeah,
blah,
true.
Blah, blah, blah. Chris Brown, remember? It was like, who said Big Soulja ain't from the hood? Like, every couple years, he finds a way to take over the internet and
was
become
the
viral.
Game? What was the one he was really like, Bow-roo, we
Chris
out
Chris Brown.
Oh, it's Chris Brown.
Chris Brown. That's the one where he got dragged by the guy outside.
Yeah,
it was Chris
and
Brown.
And he was wearing like, the red toque and
all.
Yeah,
orange hat. Like,
legend, that's so funny.
But it's already died down, man.
Oh, you think it's died down?
Oh, of course it has died down.
So
man.
Do you think...
We ain't talking about Soulja Boy. I mean, we talking about Soulja Boy right now, but like...
I think Soulja's trying, though. He's definitely trying to keep it up.
He should have dropped his album already. He's talking about, oh, can't wait till my album drops out. It's got whoever, blah, 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 blah,
yeah,
Tory Lanez. You should have done it while you were hot.
Yeah.
I'm still following him, though.
Hey.
It's not like I'm unfollowing
him. Yeah, no, I'm still following
him. So what's this beef about Tyga? Is there actual beef, or is he just...
He released a snippet of his Tatiana remix, and the bar was like Tyga. He was like saying some shit. It sounded whack, to be honest. Like it sounded so like he wasn't even rapping. He was almost just talking to Tyga on the.
I think Tyga
beat.
Needs to stay away from this man. Because weren't we talking about?
No, I don't think Tyga does. I think he needs to milk it. Tyga's doing well. He's like feeding into it. Like,
okay, so when remember
it's not real beef.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They're fine.
Because remember when we were talking about Tyga making the biggest comeback? It was sometime in December. Like were we being serious or were we just talking about relevancy?
Were we talking about the music?
So we were not talking about the music.
Did we have that conversation before this whole thing was going on?
Yeah. Yeah.
We did.
No,
Tyga did have the best comeback. Either Tyga, I'd say Tyga, or Meek Mill. But Tyga musically, like,
yeah, and just
man,
like
Tyga was a wash, man. Like Tyga was the L guy, yeah,
exactly,
yeah.
Exactly.
Tyga was the L guy, like
people forgot
that whole yeah. Kardashian thing. What really fucked him up, man? And he came back with music. That's why he had the biggest
pop daddy.
Okay,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pop daddy.
So we're
hits.
we're not caring really about the music though. We're just talking
no,
about
we
him.
Are,
we
are.
So
we are,
that's
yeah.
what I'm saying. Like, stay, away, stay away from Soulja. Stay away from Soulja then, man. Hey, drop it. Hey.
All right, we're going to have to play that song.
Yeah, we got the drops out there, man.
Kyle, let's get back into the music. What you got for them?
I know a few requests, man. I heard Killy Distance. We got to show some love to Canada, man.
Let's run
Canada,
that.
Canada, hey.
Killy Distance, C1 Radio.
Shorty do the mad, do the distance. Brosy got the pack, you efficient. Yeah. I'm only worthy opposition. Whoa. I don't think you really know the feeling. See me as a hero or the villain. Yeah. Probably gonna see me on the building. Yeah. Penthouse higher than a mountain. Yeah. Henny bottle yeah. sipping by yeah. the fountain. Yeah. Hey. Big bankroll in my back part. Black rain roll when we pull up. Yeah. Doing shit I never would imagine. Hey. Woke up in the hills with a bad bitch. Daddy girl, money living lavish. Getting too accustomed to these habits. No, I could say hi to Patrick. Kilimanjaro coming on to this planet. Hey, don't lie, you loving off a ratchet. I just flip him over like a backflip. I was in the East End vamping. Dogs on the road running rampant. Funny how not you wanna meet me. Only think about her when I'm titty. I'm busy, I'm not busy. Shorty tryna lip me, forgot she used to diss me. Yeah. Every damn day tryna steal my soul. Get in my way, only way I know. Taking our boy, there he go. Check the mail, got envelopes. Shorty do the math, do the distance. I just be a man on a mission. Shorty do the math, do the distance. Bros, he got the pack, you efficient. Yeah. I'm only worthy opposition. Whoa. I don't think you really know the feeling. See me as a hero or the villain. Yeah. Probably gonna see me on the building. Yeah. Penthouse higher than a mountain. Yeah. Henny bottle yeah. sipping by yeah. the fountain. Yeah.
Are you there?
Hello?
That crescendo. That crescendo.
Yeah. Shake it a bit louder.
I'm a man, nigga damn. All these burns in my pants, I can't stand. Get your bitch, she's a fan. Stupid brain, yeah, she passed her exam. I had to get rid of her, she's a nag. Stripper bitches, yeah, they love the gang.
Stupid trick,
stupid
trick. Stupid sweat,
stupid
bitch, try actually for some cash.
Stupid trick, stupid bitch, I get stupid cash. For that bitch, and I did her little stupid ass. Nigga, I been living good, I heard you doing bad. Shorty wanna stay the night, told her Uber that. And I'm sippin' on Patron, I'ma do my dance. Hiding in your bitch's closet, I'm the boogeyman. Niggas talking about Young Tory, where they do that at? You say you don't know Young Tory, bitch, Google that.
I'm that nigga, I do meet these niggas copycat. Told her I don't want your feelings, I want all the rest. Told my mama we gon' get it and I promise that. I'm tired of the Uber with the Warriors.
I'm a man, nigga down. All these burns in my pants, I can't stand. Get your bitch, she's a fan. Stupid brain, yeah, she passed her exam. I had to get rid of her, she's a nag. Stripper bitches, yeah, they love the gang.
Stupid trick,
stupid yeah.
Stupid,
yeah, yeah.
Stupid bitch. Try
yeah,
you put some cash. Stupid.
What? Drip. I'm coming with your tip on her lip, babe. And she is a foreign babe. We can take a trip. And that ass and dollar baby, babe. On the strip, running down the strip. Big 40 right on my hip. These niggas, they talk they lip. These niggas, they talking shit. My 40, yeah, they gon' hit. The automatic, no stick. She biting down on the stick. Don't bite right down on my dick. Cause that is gon' hold the fit.
Surprise, surprise. Your girl is back on the grind.
Losing sleep for the paper, designer bags on my eyes. See me in the newspaper, they see that I'm on the rise. And if you see me in the whip, I bet I'm bumping some tribe.
Yo, that crescendo.
Like a million times. And if you buying me a drink, I want Bud Light with a lime. Bitches talking this shit, I come around in their minds. And I done made it through the storm, so I'ma stunt in due time. Like, goddamn, I'm the motherfucking shit.
That crescendo.
Goddamn, I'm the motherfucking shit.
That crescendo.
Word around town, I'm that fucking bitch. Word around town, I'm that fucking bitch. Goddamn, I'm the motherfucking shit. Goddamn, I'm the motherfucking shit. Word around town, I'm that fucking bitch. Word around town, I'm that fucking bitch. Brain. I'm clean when I ain't trying to be. You see me, nigga? I'm who your bitch is trying to be. I'm riding with a foreign nigga named Fresco. And we fresh hoes with no dress code. I see you gassed up. Yeah, you all wrapped up. That's how you get passed up. Why you run laps, bruh? Pop goes the bitch, thought she fucking with me. Now she pop that pussy to pay off them parking fees. Goddamn, I'm the motherfucking shit.
That crescendo.
Goddamn, I'm the motherfucking shit.
That crescendo.
Town, I'm that fucking bitch.
That crescendo.
Around town, I'm that fucking bitch. Goddamn, I'm the motherfucking shit. Goddamn, I'm the motherfucking shit. Word around town, I'm that fucking bitch. Word around town, I'm that fucking bitch.
Bring, do you hear me calling? Me no way, no drama. Do you hear me calling? Just like a blunt of OG. Roll it up, I kissed and I smoked. Guys to be joking. Where in the fuck did you think you were going? Folding and packing your clothes like you ain't know I was gonna unfold it. One glass full of your emotions. Opinio, greasy O, sipping beautiful, heaven so woman. We don't know, let me know, let me in your heart. Don't you dare forget me. I'm your fan, yo, posters on my.
Your eyes on me, your wide. Hey, so grand. Gravity. That crescendo.
Hey yo, it's your boy Press Machine, and we in Van Ronto at C1 Radio.
That crescendo.
And we back, C1 Radio, every Thursday, 7:30 to 9. Johnny Black, Cal Capone, and myself, and intern Hannah has entered the building. It's another Thursday. It's another episode of C1 Radio. Shout out to CITR. Yo, I have this question, and it's coming from my naive mind. If you're new to the show, Kyle Bowen, the guy talking to you right now, not very educated when it comes to this big hip-hop thing. Okay, sometimes I ask myself, like, why am I on the show? What am I doing here? Okay, so I got this question for you guys, for Cal and Johnny. Don't look at me, just answer the question, okay? Who's more important to this whole music thing, okay?
When you look at... This guy said, don't look at me.
Because I feel like I'm going to get a...
Yo, let's look at him, let's look at him.
I feel like I'm going to get one of those dumb looks. Like, what? Okay, so... In the big picture, when it comes down to it, who is more important, P. Diddy or Kanye West?
P. Diddy, man.
Yeah, P. Diddy, yeah.
Wow,
P.
Diddy. I was surprised. I thought you guys were going to say Kanye. That's
now, Kanye West. Kanye West is more innovative. That's the word, right? Innovative.
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 Yeah. Innovative.
Yeah.
When it's come to like...
The production.
Pushing boundaries
P. Diddy.
In okay. the music,
man.
But P.
They
Diddy.
They made the remix. Oh, man. They invented the
P.
remix.
P. Diddy invented the remix.
Those are
remix,
two pretty big bro. Things, the remix and the innovation behind
it. No, but not just the remix. Genre we're bending. Saying that for one thing, but P. Diddy, man, is like...
And a long time, too.
Yeah, yeah,
the
yeah.
dynasty, man.
Yeah. I don't know. P. Diddy, when you think of hip-hop right now, P. Diddy, Jay-Z. They
wow.
sit on top. Yeah.
They really do, as like royalty.
That's royalty. That's royalty. Like,
exactly.
Kanye West is under that. Kanye
just
West
a tier
is
below.
Under that. Yeah. Jay-Z and P. Diddy on the same level. Kanye West is under Jay-Z, so it's got to be P. Diddy, man.
And like your
That's
opinion-
not a stupid question. That's a...
Yep, that's why you hired me, buddy. No, I was having a conversation about P. Diddy for a while today, and I was like, damn, I don't really give this guy enough credit for what he's kind of done. And you brought up the remix thing, which is cool, because a lot of his biggest hits, for whatever reason, like, they're all remixes, and it's not like a DJ Khaled thing. It's actual just good music,
all
collaborative.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, it's good stuff. They're hits. The homie who was with me, he said that, like, P. Diddy is one of those people who really made... white people love hip hop, like love it.
True.
I'm down for that. Definitely give him credit for that.
And you guys pick P. Diddy with Kanye West, whatever's happening in the last year with Kanye that has nothing to do with your answer, right? It's not swaying your answer.
We're keeping it to music, right? I don't even take notes.
Yeah,
no,
we're keeping
this.
Hey, shout out.
Kanye
to...
West is trolling, man. This whole. Yeah, I don't know.
Do you guys see that video where he's outside, right? Everyone's seen that video. He's outside playing the drums.
Sunday
Biden.
Service Church? Yeah.
Is that what they called it? Is that what the song's called?
No.
Is Chance the Rapper on it?
He's just been doing these things that are like Sunday service every Sunday or some shit. I don't know, man.
The black
what?
Folk
really?
Back on his side. No, low key. I don't know, man. That's what I think.
Wow.
Not that he's doing it for that, but it's just like the same thing. You have this scenario with R. Kelly, right? When people are all playing, "Oh, I Believe I Can Fly" in the churches and et cetera,
wow.
et cetera. People, I'm not. So this is my opinion. I'm out. I'm not African American.
Yeah,
no, I'm not African. You know what I'm saying? No. So
really?
What?
No.
What?
I'm just gonna
Cal Capone.
Okay, guys. There's people listening who don't know
yeah,
like who I am.
Yeah,
so I'm making that obvious. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So for me to comment in another culture, you know what I mean? I'm just doing my due diligence here. You know, but I just feel like it is. That is an avenue to kind of sway the black community maybe back your
it
way
is,
a little bit.
It is.
With music
it is,
and,
man,
you know, this
is,
Sunday,
is,
this
is,
church, church.
Is.
But you know what I'm saying?
Diane's hair, that next color ain't, but...
Yeah,
not a complete opposite.
Somebody compared his hair to, like, the weather report.
I seen that.
Oh, it does look like that. That's hilarious.
But yeah, no, that's really what he's doing, man. He's trying to bring the black community in. You know, he fucked up last year. This year, he's going to bring it back. Like, it's a lot more... We're going to hear a lot more soul in his music.
Oh, man.
This,
and
yeah.
then he's calling his album, what, Yandy or whatever?
Yeah,
bro. This is all tied up. This is crazy.
I thought he was doing like an open air recording of a track for Yandy.
He might be.
He might be sampling some of this stuff.
Because
it's a really actually neat take on just industry recording, because obviously everything's done in the most controlled.
He probably one of the most sampling, like he samples everything. He doesn't produce a beat without sampling, so he probably just thinking like, yo, fuck this, let me just start sampling my own shit.
But when you play instruments and sounds in an open air environment that's not in a room, there's this kind of different sonic to it, you know, the acoustic or whatever, right?
It's not bouncing off no walls.
Yeah, exactly, and it's just the whole different science in terms of like capturing the sound out there. So I think
Kanye really gets that stuff, you know?
Exactly. So he might be trying to, maybe he's, yeah, I don't know.
But no, you're right with the swaying, because I'm black, and that's what I feel like he's trying to do, you know?
Yeah.
Like the whole Sunday service. You know, everyone in the choir is black. Did you clock that?
Yeah, yeah.
Ain't no white people in that choir, no nothing. Like, everyone's black. He's definitely, but Kanye's one of the smartest when it comes to this marketing thing. But when it comes to this, like, well, he's one of the smartest, so I'm with it. I'm with whatever. I don't care, man.
Hey, yeah,
it's cool. No, it sounds like very moving, though. I gotta say, like, man, I'd like to go to church.
You can't
like
tell
that.
Me you're not excited for new Kanye. Yeah, at any point in your life, everyone
is. They, that's the
Kanye
that's
says right
to.
Now, yo, new project out tomorrow. Everyone's stopping what they're doing and listening to that Kanye thing from front to back.
100%. And there's a chance that, like, a week before Kanye drops that project, Cal will have it. Now, I told you that.
for real. Thank you. Straight up.
Yo.
Like, I've been telling you guys.
If you just tuned in, Cal played a song. Who was it?
Juice
from
World?
Party Next Door.
Yeah.
That didn't even have a second verse on it.
No,
fam.
Guys, I think I just played an unreleased Juice World track just before this.
Yo, yeah.
How are we supposed to make the C1 Radio playlist, bro? Come on. That make our job sad. Easier.
Know,
can't even
I
find
know.
That stuff.
No, it goes way back. I had the Uzi leaks. I had. And there was earlier Juice WRLD leak too, but I think I got one of these singles off the album early.
I don't know who you're working
next
with,
door.
Bro.
I don't know what else. Offset too. Remember, I'm getting. That's the thing is that I'm cutting off these tracks before it gets to the empty part. But most of these tracks, I don't know if they're waiting for another verse, a feature from another artist. But they got the one artist Offset or Party Next Door, for example, that we played today. And then it goes into, you know, missing just instrumental. So I said, damn, I got to cut this out. But we letting you know, this is, we intercepting the emails, guys.
Cal Capone is intercepting those
like
emails.
I said, get that Norton antivirus. Do your updates. If you're still on PC, you know.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Shout out to the PC gang. Cal, what do you got next, man?
Yo, I heard there's a request for this new Sharuk, man.
There is.
Sharuk, what's
good? Keep
the request
coming.
What's good, Sharuk? What's good, man? Come on. What's the story with this one, man? You, Kyle, you know what's good with this guy.
Yeah, yo, just because we're Fijian, I don't know. Like, if there's a song, man. It's another
Burnaby,
song, bro.
Burnaby gang out in the studio. Kotar got bounced. You know, what's going on?
You know
on?
What? I'll tell you something. A lot of artists roll through there, and I do my best, like, to, like, just stay in the corner. Because one day I want to interview these guys, and shout out to Nardwar.
Yeah, you don't want to be too friends.
I watched, one of his TED Talks, and, yeah, again, shout out to Nardwar, CITR. He said that, you know, the less you know, the better when it comes to an interview. Like, you don't want to know too much. So, you know, I do my best to stay away. So this is Sharuk Kotar Got Bounce, 20 Freestyle.
Yo, 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 what's good? Live from Vancouver, this is Sharuk, and you're tuning into Crescendo 1 Radio. Let's
grab it at Crescendo. Never change. I looked at myself, I'm not the same. Yeah, swear I had some nights that go insane. Smoke a blazer to the head and then I'm straight. I just got a text from my brody. He just had a dream, he copped a brody. 2020 told him that it's on me. Perfect vision and I do this on my lonely. Need to stay your ass away, you not the homie. Airplane mode, you can't even phone me. Gang small, yeah, I swear this shit like 4D. Time's up, I'm not trying to wait till 40. Yeah, I've been way too tired of making names. Smoke another blizzy from my stress. Had a dream, I see my pops up in the Benz. Fuck's the point if I can't ball out with my friends? Ball out with my friends, 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 ball out with my friends. That crescendo.
I just got a text from my ex, no. She just hit me wishing me the best now. You should tell me that I was her best though. Is she right? Cause I feel like I'm the next up.
Double cup pounding on my brain. Drugs all up in my brain.
Gina Valentina in the front seat. Saw me while I'm driving, she disgusting. Look up at the roof and I see nothing. Check a group chat, they disgust me.
Content warning! This radio show has naughty words!
What's going on? It's Dan CP. You tuned in to C1 Radio. Felix.
That crescendo.
Gina Valentina in the front seat. Saw me while I'm driving, she disgusting. Look up at the roof and I see nothing. Check a group chat, they disgust me. Big pimpin' young bull bun B. Need a thick bitch, not husky. Paint color man, go chutney. Turn a good little baby to a junkie. Full bottle Jameson, it's empty. Put up in a frenzy. Drinking with the Zans, I know it's deadly. Looking kinda good, I'm kinda sexy. Said she wanna vent to me. Bitch, I'm not your friend, I'm not friendly. I just went and got a fucking neck piece in that pussy neck deep. I've been begging hoes since elementary. When I'm out to drink, I'm not respecting. What was you expecting? Put it in a, if she let me. Uber 9, that's a fucking NASCAR. Got like 12 bad whores in a 6-seater, how does that work? And I left my bitch cause she a damn flirt. Met a new one, titties too big for her body, so her back hurt. Wizard CP sipping on some moonshine. Call a shawty 2 times. Yeah, you gotta hit it if the shoe shines. Every day I wake up, bitch, it's juice time. Come here and seduce time. Drinking so damn much, I start to lose time. Bitch, I'm lit. I look like the drunken master. Spraying bottles, it's a massacre. Felt the booty and it's natural. Whole section look disastrous. Yeah. I look like the drunken master. Spraying bottles, it's a massacre. Felt the booty and it's natural. Whole section look disastrous. Yeah. Hoes falling on my brand new cup. Must be on it, don't know what the fuck. My bitch calling cause she want the yuck. I ain't hit her back for hours, she know something's up. Plus I'm running out of liquor, so I need the drugs. Anything inside a pill, bitch, don't come here to judge. Need to turn your ass around if you ain't here for love. I play with your heart like I could puppeteer your love. Bitch, I'm spinning like I never had no guap in my life. Losing focus like I had too many thoughts in my life. She got mad, I'm going studio, I guess she was right. Wasn't in the studio cause I was fucking all night. Bitch, I'm WWF, I'm Roddy with pipe. If I step inside the club, you know we're jumping tonight. Yeah, I'm geeked up and I'm walking around Miami like Vice. I need 50 bottles, I don't give one fuck about the price. Bitch, I'm lit. I look like the drunken master. Spraying bottles, it's a massacre. Felt the booty and it's natural. Whole section look disastrous. Yeah. I look like the drunken master. Spraying bottles, it's a massacre. Felt the booty and it's natural.
That crescendo.
Whole section look disastrous.
Gravity. That crescendo.
Have your white girl in a white world. Slump God, and you are now listening to Crescendo One Radio. Le bitch.
Yo, this is Juice WRLD, and you're listening to Crescendo One Radio.
That gravity. Crescendo.
It's C1 Radio. We're coming towards the end of the show. It's been a fun episode. If you missed most of it, what were you doing with your life?
You missed it, bro.
You missed it. Or you can go on CITR.ca, go look at the episode archive, and enjoy yourself. C1 Radio, Johnny Black, Cal Capone, and myself, Kyle Bowen. If you like any of the music, C1 Radio playlist on Spotify. We talked about Kanye and P. Diddy. We went kind of back in time. Did you know that Timberland is actually doing like some online mastering course too? And it's been popping up everywhere on YouTube. And
wait, what's going on? Who's the what?
Timberland? He's doing some mastering program, and he's teaching people in
Timberland. Is that what I just heard? Timberland.
There you go, yo. Like,
bro, that's what I'm saying. What's up with the hard R's and shit?
I knew Cal was gonna say something.
Because I thought you were talking about boots.
Timberland.
Okay.
You know, it's. I'm not even embarrassed. Like, if you're just hearing this, like, it's Kyle Bowen, the uneducated hip hop host.
This guy knows nothing and everything about hip hop. Yeah. At the same time,
it's gonna be a sad day when I actually start figuring this stuff out. It's gonna be sad. Like, what? I'm just another dude talking about hip hop.
Yeah.
No, man.
But yeah, sorry. So he's doing some mastering thing.
Right, he's doing some mastering thing and teaching people how to make beats and whatnot. It'd be interesting to hear some of those old sounds and I don't know, modern influence.
Are we really checking for Timberland beats in 2019?
No, not well. You know what? Hold on. This was a while back. Do you remember Ski Mask? He like dropped his album like before he was supposed. Do you remember there was that kind of leak thing that happened a couple months?
I don't remember. No.
Okay, so there was like a leak that came out of his most recent project. The reason why I'm so kind of unsure about this because I wasn't in the position of looking it up and finding it. I was at Within Roots Cribbo, and his brother showed it to me. He said, oh, yeah, Ski Mask. I guess he got in a bit of a dispute with manager. I don't know, blah, blah, blah. And he ended up just dropping it, like, for, like, a day or something. So people got in on these leaks. And it had some Timbaland production on it. It was Timbaland and Ski Mask the Slump
God.
And
you could hear that. You could hear that for sure. Those two working together.
Yo, and it was, that's what I mean, those two, right? And it was really like, I was like, yo, this is some like, it sounded like some hydraulic, like a lot of horns, you know what I mean? But like in reverse and like, it was just like, and that was that classic Timbaland sound. And I was just like, yo, that's sick. So if he works with the right artist, yes. Because, like, Timbaland.
So name an artist that you would like.
Well, like, Ski Mask is one of them. Because if he started doing, like, a track with Drake or something, I just feel like that'd be, like, not, like, Murda has already got that lane. Like, he needs that. Timbaland needs to kind of go in the lane and find the right artist for his tracks, you know? And that's an important part of being a producer, too.
Yeah,
is like
finding it. Finding
you know,
the lane.
Yeah, someone's got to make that track come to the next level, you know? And, like, it's always an awkward situation when you kind of take someone in onto a track you do and then you're not really satisfied with it, and then it's like you put yourself in a position of like almost looking like you're being shady or backstabbing if you end up saying I don't want that, you know what I mean? So it is a tough, he's got to really make that decision of who he wants to be working with and then to elevate his legacy because he has a certain kind of thing he can do. I mean, producers can essentially do whatever they want, of course, right? But from past experience and knowing of his sound, I think it's really important. And I don't know, man. Ski Mask, I'm trying to think of who else right now. Because I'm talking, so it's kind of hard
to think of exactly. When you said Ski Mask, I was like, oh, shit, that would actually work. They kind of have the same, for lack of a better word, bounce to them and whatnot. Do you think that some artists or producers or whomever is making music, do you think they should, like, think about actually retiring and, like, before it's kind of too late, because that term is always used in, like, when it comes to sports and athletes. Like,
I don't think you can dry up with music, though.
Okay, cool.
Unless you're a rapper, like, look at Jay-Z. Jay-Z's mad old. How old is Jay-Z? Jay-Z's over 40, maybe 50. You know what I'm saying? But he's found a way. He's not talking about what he was talking about when he was, like, two decades ago. You know what I'm saying? I feel like you just got to elevate, man. You got to elevate your sound, what you're talking about. I don't think it's the same with music. I don't think you can retire. Like,
fair. It's
if
different.
You're a musician,
it's a different thing.
Yeah. If you're a musician, you're a musician.
People always reference to both music and sports together, but I do firmly believe that it's completely different, especially with music. Like, it's above the importance of sport.
Oh, yeah.
To keep up with beats, Kendrick Lamar is saying that he has 97 terabytes of beats.
What?
Yeah.
Like, 97 terabytes.
Like, yeah.
Oh,
it's like four
people sending him
people
stuff.
Sending him beats and like
I believe that.
Young
Thug, I seen something from Young Thug literally just now saying that he has 15,000 unreleased songs.
How do you count? You can't even count
that's
up to 15,000.
I mean,
like, come on.
I mean, you can just look in a hard drive and just see the number.
Technology.
You can just look at the see the number. Jeez, Young Thug estimates that he's recorded 15,000 songs since the start of his career.
That sounds about right, though.
Sounds
like,
true, man.
Sounds like he spent living in the studio. Like,
that's what he says. I just stay in the studio.
Might as well.
15,000.
He's like that. 15,000. That's a lot of time. That's a lot of time. Yo, I was thinking of Young Thug the other day. I mean, I was listening to Pick Up the Phone, Travis Scott, Quavo, and Young Thug, and I was thinking, like, why haven't those three, if I'm not correct,
that was a good song, great song,
one of the best songs. Why haven't they hopped on another song together?
Who's this?
Quavo, Young Thug, Travis.
Have they hopped on?
Maybe. That song was unbelievable. Like, one of the best songs, I think. When I look at songs that kind of stand out for me through the last, like, 5 years, since I've been kind of following this whole hip-hop thing, like, that's definitely up there with, like, EXO Tour Life and whatnot. And, yeah, EXO Tour Life, 2 years old, too. So, can't believe that song's 2 years old.
I was having the time of my life back then, too. We were just partying. It's Alexander days, you know? Them songs have a little spot on my heart, you know?
Hey, pick up the phone.
All right, we got 7.5 minutes left. Cal, what we saying, man? Someone requested Presser.
Was he calling? Yeah. We hear you. We're running that. C1 Radio. Let's just wrap it up now. Let's play these tracks and we'll wrap it up. So, you know what it is, guys. Come on. Every Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m.
Oh, should I just say a little announcement here?
Absolutely. We'll go for it.
Hey, we told people. We're going to tell you about that breakout lineup. and just tune in. Put your phone or get really close to your radio speaker right now, because I'm about to say something regarding the lineup.
The big
okay?
announcement is now.
Go look at your recently played on your Spotify list or your Apple Music list, and I can guarantee you one of those artists are on this playlist, because it's Johnny Black, it's Breakout, it's Crescendo 1. It's happening this summer. Breakout. Another one. I can't believe it. C1 Radio, Johnny Black, Kyle Capone, and myself. Shout out to CITR every Thursday, 7:30 to 9. Hey, shout out to intern Hannah. Thanks for listening.
C1 Radio playlist. Go check that. We played a couple artists today that are on the Breakout lineup. I think I'm just trying to double check.
Yeah,
we did.
Wow. Great.
Maybe one, I think.
I know, low key just putting us all together last minute here, guys. But we doing it.
So go check that C1 Radio playlist on Spotify, and you might be able to see who's on the lineup. Until next week.
Bye.
Hey yo, it's your boy Press Machine, and we in Van Ronto at C1 Radio.
That crescendo, that gravity, that crescendo.
Press it got me feeling like the city mine. And niggas riding dick just for a cosign. They ain't never shoot a nigga much, that's really grind. I'm my own boss, work on my own time. And niggas hating on me, baby, notice it. And your press, she the reason why it's happening. Niggas wanna shoot me, but they fidgeting. And all that side talk, I feel like killing it. Niggas in my city, they ain't do a lot. They gon' claim a body, nothing nigga caught. Flexing on the gram with another nigga's wife. I learned to get this money, stash it till it rot. What happened to the thrill and all my niggas lost? It costs to be a boss, so nigga, what you got?
What you sell?
And I be selling shit way more than Amazon. And my bitch catch a body like she Remy Ma. They been lying just to know who we really are. We went to shooting at the cops from running from the narc. Life in a shopping cart, I'm in a killer car. If he a BFR, then tell him BFR. Can't afford his name on my disclosure. I learned to read these niggas, do my homework. They took my bro, watch, lost my composure. And every dream of vivid film, I feel I'm closer. And niggas, they so normal, they so typical. I learned to chip a brick and turn my wrist to gold. I've been starting on these niggas like I'm stone cold. And that kick out the fifth feel like a field goal. Money like BMO, flyer than UFOs. And they say I'm too wussy for the radio. And ain't no better way than learning on your own. And cops keep telling venues not to book my show. Fuck this rap shit, I used to rap shit. Reply to a diss song, I find it pointless. Book your appointment, it get annoying. 30 shots, so much bullets, you couldn't avoid it. Soon as December hit, they get Enrico Wish. Project Marvel Kid, they find it marvelous. Black mask, black gloves, black Timberlands. And this one go scar permanent. She fuck with savages, but got no mileage. And all she wanna do is be my stylist. I made 100 G's off LG. And I live by the courts like I'm LG. I've been running up the shit, but no athlete. I live by the court like I'm LG. Been running up the shit, but no athlete. And I got the fifth on me, number 30. I've been buying on these niggas, Jalen Poyser. I just blew 50K on my lawyer. Shorty in LA might employ her. But Presser couldn't even cross the border. Presser Armani, t-shirt Givenchy. Lately been busy with the Bohokey. Trying to stay low key, smoking your homies. This game, it got slots like Nintendo. 64. Niggas want respect with no credentials. No need. And I stay with the stick like an old folk. F-me. Shit got hot, now I'm switching up my rental.
My hoes quiet, turned up, swear to God we bout to go hard. Money in the bank, money on the wrist, money in the go yard.
the get list, and I'm on the hit list. Yeah. Rich shit, we just came to flip, flip. Baby, know the difference. Yeah. She low bands like Zans. She low Zans like Vans. Yeah. She just wanna pop that shit. Told her stop that shit. Yeah. Bankroll, make a play angle. Tell me that pussy mine, it was never mine. Bankroll, make a play angles. Tell they next niggas never mind. I'm off that, I'm off that, I'm off that. Never, never mind, baby, you ain't gotta lie. I'm off that, I'm off that, I'm off that. Baby, come by me like a codeine cowgirl. Ride slow, ride slow, ride. Baby, come by me like a codeine cowgirl. Come by me like a codeine cowgirl.
Listening to C1 Radio.
Content warning! This radio show. That crescendo. Naughty word.
That crescendo.
Oh man.
What? What?
I really wanted to catch that football game, but I have to clean my room. I'm so bummed.
Yo, man, totally chill out. You can catch it on CITR.
CITR?
Did someone say CITR?
Yeah.
CITR Radio brings you Thunderbird Sports on the weekends. Catch all the action and don't miss a moment of play with our live play-by-play and color commentary.